What's up, K-State Nation? It's been a minute. The Bro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Welcome in to this Thursday episode, May 29th, 2025. Eddie Gritter III, host of this K-State podcast. Thank you for tuning in this episode. Did not post an episode yesterday. Apologies there. Life kind of happened on Tuesday there. Fortunately, yours truly got involved in an unfortunate car accident. None of his own doing. Sitting at the unlikeliest of places at a stop sign, just minding his own business, and then getting absolutely drilled from behind there at the last stop of the day. But I have content recorded. I just did not post an episode yesterday. So you guys kind of got a day off there. So apologies there. We're getting back on track here today with an update from track and field. We're getting that in just a moment. So I did want to update you guys on that. I am okay. Just still a little sore. It's a perfect example. You know, you just don't know what is going to happen. Unfortunately for me, that happened on Tuesday, coming off of Memorial Day weekend there as well. So thankfully, nothing else happened there as well. So, but you know, hey, you know, I'm gonna leave it there because it was my, if I got hit with my personal car, ooh, I'm just being honest, boy. Ooh, now I was already upset on the very last stop of the day, and yeah, so yeah. So I'm gonna leave it there because I can go on a tangent real quick. But anyways, yours truly is okay. Still feeling a little sore from that Tuesday accident. But hopefully everything else will be okay. We get back to being 100% there as well. Speaking of getting back to 100%, track and field has a guy advanced. K-State track and field is at right now at College Station, Texas, for the NCAA West preliminaries, started yesterday, right? And Riley Marks has punched a ticket to the NCAA championships. There, Marks yesterday finished fourth. He with a new PB or per PR 72.5, 238 feet, now holding the second best throw in K-State history, and well, top three in the K-State all-time list in this event. Marks' third throw over 70 meters this year, more than 5 feet further than his personal best there. Gary Moore, and looking ahead again to the rest of the week, of course, the men's track and field team are down there in College Station, Texas. And then, of course, let's not forget about the baseball team. They will play tomorrow. Double elimination. Regionals. Again, we're going to have postcasts all the way until K-State is officially done with their 25-5 season. That's what they're getting ready to play. Oh, gosh, now I forgot their opponent. Oh, yeah, yes, it's University of Texas San Antonio. So that's who they're playing tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Again, we'll preview that matchup tomorrow and have that up tomorrow there as well. To Tavion Underwood competed yesterday in the 400 meters. He finished 21st, it looks like, here at a 46.2. And let's see. I think he failed. Yeah, he failed to qualify to advance. Then Menlock, 46.8. That was 37th there as well. Let me see. And then today, looks like Monique Hardy, Jesse Brummett, Shlomo Tulu, Claire Bybee, and J.C. Schroeder. This group of ladies for the track and field team, K-State, competes today. So there's 3 days. All this is going to be on ESPN Plus for those of you interested in that as well. So Gary Moore Jr., backing up to him. Yeah, he competed in the hammer throw, only coming in 22nd place out of 63.1 in a men's hammer. That's equaled out to 207 feet exactly. Riley Marks with a PR going to the NCAA championships, 72.5. That was the story of the day in day one of the NCAA preliminaries down there in College Station. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We're back after a unexpected day off. Eddie Gooder III, your K-State every day, and the closest track and field postseason episode out, Pearson Carlisle did not attempt a jump in this NCAA series. So the men competed yesterday. Today it's all about the ladies. We'll see what they do there as well with this update there. And let's give kind of times here real quick. Monique Hardy, again, all these are Central Time because Texas A&M, well, they're in Texas, Central Time Zone, right? Monique Hardy gets going at 10. Brummett, javelin throw to 30. Monique Hardy, same thing as Gary Moore Jr., hammer throw, right? Shalomo Tulu, long jump, 4:30 later on this afternoon. Claire Bybee in the pole vault goes at 5:30. And J.C. Schroeder will be going at 6 for the shot put there as well. So that is specifically what's going down for the postseason, the NCAA West preliminaries for the K-State ladies track and field side today at College Station. So looking forward to see how they do as well. We got one going to the NCAA championships. That is Riley Marks with his personal PR yesterday with a 238-feet throw in the men's javelin throw. Congratulations. congratulations to him. Men's javelin. I want to get that right, folks. Men's javelin throw. He'll punch his ticket to the NCAA championships, which will be named later on. It was already scheduled. I just don't know when that is right now. So I'm just talking to you guys right now. So Riley Marks advances to the NCAA championships. There in the ladies, we'll see who can follow up that performance today during the College Station NCAA West preliminary regional meet. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts found free and available daily. I'm just to record K-State content like we're doing today. Men's baseball, K-State men's baseball, Austin Regionals. We'll talk about that. I'll either record that tonight or wait till tomorrow to do that. They're going to be going tomorrow, getting into that regional as well. So all things K-State sports, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. As of now, me and Ass will be getting together tonight over on the Podbean app. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That's Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Make sure you go ahead and download the Podbean app and check that out. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from a rainy Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode, track and field episode of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Riley Marks headed to the NCAA National Championships, folks. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.